5 fishing poles, one for every fish.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and by the way, just in case we need her around, we have Captain Karen Hookham. But this is kind of exciting. This is something we didn't do on purpose, but for different reasons, this is what we have to do today. Grizz is in La Paz, but his phone system at his office is not up and running, so we've got him conferenced in on a cell phone, and we have Betty from Ladies Let's Go Fishing. And Betty, tell us where you are right now.
Oh, I'm heading across the coast to speak to some teen girl anglers about how to achieve your goals in life and how to enjoy fishing and maybe explore fishing as a career.
Well, where are you exactly right now?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. And you're driving past the alligators and across the swamp?
Yeah, there goes another alligator. Boy, they come out in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Grizz has probably got a couple of questions for you, but when I talked to you earlier, well, first of all, let's just do a quick infomercial on Ladies Let's Go Fishing.
Yeah, it's a weekend university. It has a seminar for ladies to learn how to fish, sit-down classes, hands-on practice, so they can tie knots, cast a spinning rod, do net casting, drive a boat, back a trailer. We have usually a Friday night welcome party, so they get to network and meet the other ladies. And then the last day is fishing, so we arrange charter boats, and they can go offshore, inshore, depending on what areas they're at.
Okay. And so if there's any ladies that want to learn how to fish, but they would rather not learn from their significant other, then that sounds like that's the way to do it.
Betty, someday can I go?
Yes, well, men can come to the parties.
Oh, okay.
And in some cases...
That's all?
Yeah, that's all you need, Grace.
That's all you get to do.
In the Keys, we do have couples fishing, so ladies can bring their the male in their life. And so some areas we do permit that.
Okay. Well, let's find out a little bit about fishing in Florida, Betty. Give us an idea. Grizz is on the opposite side of the continent from you. He's down in, well, a little bit south of you also, down in the beautiful City of Peace, Baja California Sur in La Paz. And you are in Florida, so we're going to find out about fishing in Baja, but let's find out about fishing in Florida.
Well, actually, one of our charter captains we use in our Keys, Ladies Let's Go Fishing, brought back a 450-pound swordfish caught during the day, which is probably the largest swordfish ever caught ever in the Isla Mirada, the three Isla Mirada marinas on a charter boat.
Wow.
450-pound. Boy, that's
how
a lot of steaks.
How long did it take her to do that?
It actually was a guy. It was Rick Rodriguez. He's one of our speakers, and his mate Jeremy on Seahorse Charters out of Isla Mirada. And they hooked up the swordfish around noon and fought it for about an hour and 15 minutes. Evidently, the people on the crew each took a turn at the fish. And there was a lot of celebrating when they got back.
Well, you know, I know Grizz has caught fish that big or bigger. But the swordfish is a little bit different because normally, don't they usually travel real deep?
Oh, yes. They were in, quite how many feet of water, but, you know, maybe 1,000 feet.
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah, I've got a picture of it on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ladiesletsgofishing.
Wow, what kind of gear do you use to pull up a 450-pound fish from 1,000 feet?
That was my question.
That's my question.
Yeah, it might have been deeper than that. But actually what he used is 80-pound braid because braid doesn't have that stretch. And then he uses 250-pound monoliter. And then for baits, medium squid or dolphin bellies or bonita bellies.
Mm-hmm. Or that's Dorado bellies if you're in Mexico. But
yes.
But now, that's interesting because obviously the light only goes down to like 90 feet. So when they're down that deep, very interesting. Obviously, it's the smell is the only way they can find it then, right?
Yes. It's basically, it's not that dark that deep in Florida. As far as the exact depth, I'm not sure of that.
Yeah.
But
it's deep.
Yeah.
It's deep. And 80
pounds. Were they fishing for swords deep, or did they catch him up on top, hook him, and he went deep?
No, no. I believe they caught him deep. Also, there
they were fishing deep for him then.
Yeah, they were fishing in deep water. And again, I'm not sure about the exact depth.
Well, I know.
Yeah, because I've caught swords when they've come up. And, you know, you hook them, and then they'll go 1,000 foot down on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never actually hooked a 480 pound, you know, when I wasn't fishing for one. So they were actually fishing for one?
Yes, actually, daytime sword fishing is really becoming popular, you know, in the Keys and also Florida.
Mm-hmm.
For swordfish.
Yeah, usually it's a nighttime fish.
I'm not an expert, but I understand that they normally do stay deep and feed, and when they come up to the top, it's usually not when they're feeding, so it's more difficult to get them on the top.
You see them up in the sun a lot,
mm-hmm.
and they just float around. You can throw anything, and actually throw it almost in their mouth, and they won't hit it
mm-hmm.
until it's time to go back down, and when they start going back down, they're hungry, and sometimes... I probably throwed 6-7 swords a year on top, and I may get one out of that many to take a bait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that often you catch one that big. And you know, also here we have what you call pumpkin swordfish, which are a pink, fantastic meat.
Oh, wow.
And these are swordfish that have been eating a lot of crustaceans.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds, boy, there's nothing better. And it's very, very difficult to get because, you know, whatever, normally when you find swordfish, it's, if they say it's fresh, it's probably been out of the water for at least a week. And if it's frozen, something it might be a year old, but the fresh swordfish steaks, man, that's like eating filet mignon.
Oh, yeah, very tender, mm-hmm. great on the grill.
Mm-hmm. And what else is going on in Florida fishing?
Oh, well, I got to go scalloping. That was a blast. And Homosassa, like northern Gulf Coast area of Florida.
How do you do that? Scalloping.
Quite fun. You know, we were snorkeling in about 6.5-7 feet of water. And the scallops were in grass beds. So you have to look really hard to find them. You go down, you get them maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 of them at a time. And then when you're done, when they're shucking them, you have like enough for a dinner and you've been diving for like hours.
Wow.
Well, that's if you don't eat them right when they come out of the shell. I thought scallops were like barnacles that grew on things, but you say they're on grass beds?
Yeah, these were all on grass beds. You know, they usually are... The round side of the shell is up. They're not like laying flat on the bottom.
Hmm. Well, more reasons to go to Florida.
Right.
Well,
yeah, there is a season, and it's really kind of fun. It reminded me of, you know, digging potatoes when I lived in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Except
well,
they move.
we've got only a minute left. Let's get some quick information about Betty and ladies. Let's go fishing.
Okay. All that's on our website, www.ladiesletsgofishing.com. There's a weekend coming up in the Keys in November. And in the spring, we have Fort Lauderdale, Gulf Coast, Mount Lachey, Stewart, Treasure Coast. And then next fall, we'll be back in the Keys. And check it out. We're planning some trips to some exotic destinations like Costa Rica, Bimini. We're considering Cabo San Lucas.
Well, come down here with me, and I'll put it all together for you guys. La Paz, all that area.
I need, please do, because these ladies are looking for adventure, and it's fishing adventure
there you
they
go.
Want.
Well, you got the right guy, Grizz.
You should. You want an adventure, you look up the old Grizz. If it's not adventurous, we'll make it.
It's adventure south of the border. That sounds awesome, Betty. Thank you very much.
Okay,
and, we'd love to get you to Baja and bring those ladies with you.
Yeah, let's get his information, and maybe we put Captain Rick from the Seahorse on your show sometime to talk more about his swordfish.
Whatever you want, Betty. Okay, we're gonna have to run now, but we're going to be right back with Fish Talk Radio and the Grizz, and we're going to get some more reports from Baja. Thank you, Betty. Grizz, you stay tuned.
Sandos is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
The road stretches for miles in front of you. And with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
She'll never understand my way of thinking. Eat, sleep, drink.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. In studio, I'm John Hennigan, and we have Captain Karen Hookham somewhere around here. But we also, of course, have the Grizz, who is in the beautiful City of Peace, La Paz, Baja California, sir. And just a few miles down the road from him, in the East Cape area of Baja, which is the town of Los Burriles, and the finest resort from Cabo to La Paz is no question is that it is the Palmas de Cortez. Eddie, welcome to Fish Talk Radio. We did have you on last week. We got a little bit of an update from, you know, what's been happening after the storm. But let's see if we can find out a little bit more of an update. And hopefully, how's the fishing?
Guys, thank you for having me again on the show. I appreciate it. Fishing has been incredible. I think because of the lack of stress that we've had for the last 3 weeks on the fish with very few tourists coming down, the fishing right now has just taken off. We had 2 days ago, we had 50 people arrive at the hotel, and they have all been out fishing. There's tons of wahoo right now. Wahoo's the big story coming out of the East Cape right now. Every boat is catching multiple wahoos each day, as well as lots of tuna, dorado. We're seeing striped marlin and sailfish. So I think it's a great time to be down there right now, taking advantage of the three-week break that these fish have had from fishing. So definitely a great time to be down there. Fishing's phenomenal.
I want to do that, especially, you know, wahoo. You know, most of the time when I've caught wahoo, you weren't fishing for them on purpose because they're very hard to target. But it looks like you're able to do that now. And I suspect they're probably where they usually are, south of you, down towards Gordo Banks.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they're not that far down. They're actually a little bit closer towards Los Frailes, mm-hmm. where they're catching a lot of them. A lot of the boats have been getting into a great wahoo bite. And I'm not talking about just one incidental catch. I'm talking about multiples. Some boats are catching up to five, six wahoo per day. Every boat's coming in with, it seems like every boat's coming in with at least one wahoo, multiple tunas, grotto, mm-hmm. Release flags on the marlins. We're seeing a lot of those. Those are always catch and release, but we are seeing a lot of hookups on those. So weather is incredible, beautiful, sunny. We're in the 90s, and it couldn't be a better time to get down there. And
I want to go.
And John, you notified me the other day, and I researched it myself last night. And there are some incredible airfares being offered out there.
Mm-hmm.
I found them after I got off the phone with you yesterday. I started looking, and I found some as low as $289 round trip out of LA. And those are some prices that we haven't seen in quite
20
a long
years.
Time.
No, I've been going down there for a long time, and it used to be if you 20 years ago, if you could get a price under $300, you were doing pretty good.
Did he say under $300?
Round trip.
Yeah. I'm going tomorrow.
And, of course, part of that, you have to remember there's like $85 of that is just in taxes.
Yeah, almost 100, yeah. $100 in taxes. So, that's including taxes, though. $289 including taxes, round trip. So it's just, play with the dates. A lot of I did check on some dates, and, some dates that are the plane is full, the prices goes up. But then if you're flexible, there's some great, great rates available. If you get great rates, you get great rates at the hotel, great fishing. It just sounds like a great recipe for a great trip.
And this is it. And we talked before. I think we have Jim Korchinski on the line out of Cabo San Lucas. Well, actually, his boat is in Cabo San Lucas, the luxury fishing yacht, Blue Sky. Jim, are you there?
Hey, John. Good afternoon.
Yes. Well, I guess it is, depending on where we are. But we appreciate that. And then, of course, we're talking about we're talking to Eddie about what's happening in the East Cape area. Of course, they got spared pretty much because when the hurricane came through, it hit Cabo San Lucas, took out San Jose and Todos Santos, and then went up to La Paz without having a lot of effect on where Eddie is at Los Barriles. But the a question for all of you is typically, we have storms in Baja. It happens frequently, but normally not like this one. And I don't think people were really expecting what was going to happen. But after a storm, a lot of the old trees and shrubs and things from the arroyos get washed out into the ocean. And then, Grizz, do you want to explain what happens after that?
Well, it's not only that. That's part of it. What happens is a small little fish, the bait fish, that normally hang around the structures close to the beaches get washed out too. So now they're out in the middle of the ocean where the big boys are. They have no place to hide. There's no structure. It's too deep of water for them. So any floating thing that is out there, any debris, whether it be a bunch of leaves or what, they go under there to hide. Now, I like to call it a floating McDonald's. Where you got hamburgers, you're going to have people to eat them. Mm-hmm. So all these little bait fish go out there, you find that, and you just crawl through them or actually flip a live bait into this debris, and you should always find Dorados because
mm-hmm.
they know what's under this debris.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about this storm, because it was what it was, instead of some shrubs or some trees, how about a pallet of lumber a couple of houses or a roof off a building floating around out there? You could just go out and sit in one spot. Wow. So, it sounds like if fishing's going to be good for a while, but I wouldn't wait too long because, I don't think this it's going to be this good maybe for another couple weeks or a month, but now is the time to get down there and take advantage of those flights.
Well, we got another phenomenon that's very important, and these guys that are on there, Jim and also Eddie, knows that this year our water was so hot that's why we got these drastic storms.
Yeah.
And as you know, John, our fish went north, and they were looking for cooler water as the bait was. Now, everything's turning around. All these marlin, all these fish are going to come back. and we're going to be there to receive them with a hook in hand.
Yeah, now this, you know, if anybody, you know, can operate on reasonably short notice, this is an opportunity that doesn't come around very often. So if you really, I mean, the combination is like, you know, the trifecta where you've got the great rates, so easy to get down there. You got some great rates on the room and the fishing because people are anxious to see you back. And the fishing doesn't usually get this good. And especially...
And the thing about it is, John, right now you can get down here at a good price, mm-hmm. and you can select the boat that you want. You can go high-end. Jim's got the Blue Sky, one of the finest boats sitting on the water, believe me. I've made television shows. I've fished there. It's great. You can go to East Cape. Eddie's got everything from a panga to a cruiser. Can help you out there. Or you can always call the Grizz, and I'll help you any way I can.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you've got great choices right now. The Blue Sky boat is a fantastic boat that has everything. You take your shoes off before you go in. That's how good it is. And it's not that expensive. And like I said, Eddie's got everything,
mm-hmm.
from cheap to expensive too.
Right.
So you've got everything right now, guys. You got to get down here. You got fishing, you got boats. You got good people. You got good captains. It's time to go fishing.
Well, Grizz, be careful about when you say expensive, because the Blue Sky is a very high-end luxury boat. But
is that expensive?
No. I mean, if you take 4 or 6 people on it, it's maybe a couple hundred bucks a piece.
The Blue Sky is not an expensive boat.
But it's nice.
It's the nicest one. But, I mean, an equivalent boat in Cabo of, like, the Blue Sky would be more expensive normally.
Mm-hmm.
He has a good rate for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's nice. And, I mean, if you want luxury, I mean, I like
Grizz, it sounds like...
I have my favorite seat in the corner,
yeah.
and I put my feet up underneath the air conditioning, and yeah. I wait for my reel to go...
Yeah, and then the hostess comes over and hands you your rod.
Well, let's not go there, John.
But, you know, the other thing we're talking about, the trifecta, is that normally the best fishing is when the water's the warmest. When the water's the warmest, the air is also quite warm. But the temperature down there now is quite moderate, isn't it?
For me, it's right now 89 degrees.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Water temperature 87.
What about you, Eddie?
Yeah, we're in the low 90s, upper 80s as well.
That's perfect weather. That's perfect. Yeah. Doesn't get any better than that. So what can I say?
No.
It's not going to get any better. Just get on down there, and if you want to help out the people that have had some issues and their livelihood taken away, the best thing you can do is get back down there and get everything back to normal.
Have fun while you're at it. Help mm-hmm. the people, and you have a good time at the same time.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. And then, and where do you decide? Why not to go to all three? I think you ought to go to East Cape and Cabo and La Paz, and why not? That's the perfect trip. Just spend a couple days at each place.
That's easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well,
thanks for the shout-out, Grizz.
Okay. Yes, no, that is awesome. Well, we are going to have to go out real quick, but, to go now with the Blue Sky is, I think, rated number 2 now by
TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor is the number 2 best activity in Cabo. You can find its Blue Sky. Look it on, Google it. And how do you do that?
That's blueskyfishing.net, John.
Blueskyfishing.net, and then we've got Eddie at Palmas de Cortez, and then we've got Grizz at ASOB Online. Go to the Facebooks, check them out. It's just some incredible things that you want to put together. Thank you guys so very, very much, and we appreciate
you
coming
on.
And this was, what a fun report. Let's go.
Let's
go. Okay. Thank you, guys. And hopefully see you guys down there real soon. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
And Grizz, you stick around.
You bet.
Okay. We're
gonna We're
going to be right back with Fish Talk Radio. And make sure that you go to our Facebook and like us and go to the website and find out what's going on. And go to Mike Ritz on Facebook. Great stuff. We'll be right back with you. I'm John Hennigan, host of Fish Talk Radio, and this is Common Sense Conservation, brought to you by Santa Monica Seafood. Catch and release. If a fish you want to release swallows the hook, do you remove it as carefully as you can, or do you cut the line close to the hook? Removing a hook past the mouth will cause a high mortality rate. Many fish will not survive a hook in their body, but their survival rate is about 3 times greater than those damaged by hook removal. Occasionally, it may be best to take and enjoy the fish. Hardened steel hooks will disintegrate, but over years. Stainless steel is much longer. Many hooks left in the fish will come out in a natural way. A fish with a hook may heal around it and not be bothered. This may sound painful, but there are a lot of people with tongue and lip pierced with metal studs without discomfort. Always be careful not to damage the coating on the outside of any fish without scales. This can also cause loss of the fish. Support the fish and do not let it hang. Of course, return it to the water quickly and be sure it swims away. In deep water, a fish with an air bladder needs to go back down slowly using a device for this. The best method of release fish is by using a circle hook. The points turn back towards a shank. Long popular in salt water, it is very effective at catching and holding fish. It lodges in the corner of the mouth for easy removal. The circle hook is used by commercial fishermen because it holds better and lasts longer. When using a circle hook, do not set the hook. You will pull it out of the mouth. As the fish takes the bait and swims away, the hook catches in the corner of the mouth and because of the shape holds tight. As the line tightens, just start winding. Enjoy being outside on the water and do not take the last one. Santa Monica Seafoods works for sustainable fisheries.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at vivalapaz.com. Viva La Paz!
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. In studio, I'm John Hennigan, and we have Captain Karen Hookham just hanging out, make sure that we stay in line and behave ourselves. And then in the City of Peace, in Baja California Sur, La Paz, we have the Grizz. And then towards the middle of the country, someplace, is we have Clay Norris, Marketing Manager for Berkeley Fishing Line. So I'm assuming that Clay knows a little bit about fishing line. Maybe we can find out. And
we know some things. Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, Grizz and I both have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people out there, and there's a lot of confusion, just in mono, let alone braided lines, and and all the other things that are happening out there. It's how technology is changing things so quickly. But give us a little bit of an update on what Berkeley's doing right now and some of the stuff that's just coming out.
Sure. Well, kind of the big picture is obviously there's the 3 to maybe 4 different general types of fishing line that most people use. I mean, excluding fly fishing line, you've got nylon-based monofilaments. We have fluorocarbon-based monofilaments that are used both as leader and mainline in some cases. And then we have the gel-spun polyethylene superlines, braided superlines, and then we also have fused superlines like our Berkeley Fireline, for example. And then we'd invented a line called Nanofil, which is made out of the same fibers as a braided line, but we never braid the line. It's shaped into a almost monofilament-like structure. So, the first question was about monofilaments, right, and what kind of the differences are, the types that we have.
Wow. Well, you just You just laid this on me, and my head is spinning. So why don't you just go over it again slowly, and then if Grizz has some questions for you, he can interrupt. But why don't you just take each one of those, give an idea what it is, and why you would, and what applications you recommend it for?
Okay. Well, first, monofilament, nylon-based monofilaments have been around a long time. They're probably the best value per yard of all the fishing lines, and they're probably the most forgiving for most anglers. They have stretch. They're pretty easy to tie knots. You can tie a variety of knots. They come in a full array of colors, and there's several different types of them. We were saying, you know, before we got on the air, I have a lot more personal freshwater experience because I live here in the central part of the country. And, you know, in the freshwater world, we have real flexible monofilaments that are multi-use, like our Trilene XL. We have more abrasion-resistant monos like Trilene XT. We have Trilene Big Game, which has been great in saltwater and freshwater applications. We've also got a line called ProSpec, which we've designed a monofilament that we've designed for saltwater use with you know, thinner diameter than our Big Game, for example, a little higher tensile strength. There's some other varieties, too. There's some that are more sensitive, engineered
well,
to be.
Let's take a quick break so we can digest that. Grizz, what's your favorite line to use?
Well, I use two lines. One line I use on my stuff is I like braided line. I use backing. And the backing I use is ProSpec. Because I like the shape, I like how it works, and when you really depend on that fish, because you're going to be getting into the backing on those big marlin. So I use that in backing, and then I tie off, and then I use a leader, and I use, depending on what I'm using, if I'm fishing live bait, I use a leader about 100-pound test, mono, and then if I'm using lures, trolling lures, I use 250-pound test to 350-pound test. That's how I rig up one of my rods.
Mm-hmm.
And this new Super Spec that Berkeley came out with, I am very blessed, if y'all want to use that word, or gifted that I actually have it. And I, Charles and I, my son, we actually stripped all of the reels and put that on his backing. It doesn't tangle. It runs off smooth. When you're running a fish and that fish is running, you want that line to come off really smooth, because if it overlaps or something, you got a chance that you're going to break a line or you're going to get a jerk on your reel and it'll pull the hook out of the mouth sometimes.
Sure.
But that's how I fish. And like I said, I've been very, very fortunate to have this line or this new line of Berkeley. It's absolutely incredible. It's the best there is.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Grizz. The ProSpec we're trying, the ProSpec braid, saltwater braid you're talking about, we're just getting into broader distribution up and down the coast right now. And I'm just really glad to hear that you're enjoying it and finding it to be useful.
Well, Clay, when it runs off a line, I mean, here's what happens with a lot of braided stuff. As you're bringing it in, you're level winding with your thumb. And so, you know, when you're in a hurry, sometimes it will actually overlap.
It'll stack up.
Because it's flat. It's not rounded. It's not, it just doesn't line up right. Well, with this new line, and I will swear on this because I use it every time I fish, since you sent that down here to me, I don't use anything but that, it literally rips off that reel. You set that hook. When that marlin takes off running or that giant rooster fish or whatever, it comes off smooth. And it's a zzzz. And you don't have that zzzz. Zzz, zzz.
Yeah.
Excuse my.
What was that again, Chris?
And it's absolutely fascinating. Anybody that uses it once will throw all over. And I'm not doing a commercial for you, Clay. Anybody that has anything on their line, one or on their reel, the first time they use this new line, we'll take it off and throw it away and put this line on because it's that good.
Well, we worked hard with our captains and guides on both coasts to develop that. They field tested it extensively, and the idea was to get it as round as we possibly could. And it's got an excellent strength to it, both straight and knot.
Oh, it's fantastic, and it's easy to tie. You know, to tie your mono, because you know that's all on a flat braided. When you put into your leader, it creates a little bit of a problem there, because on flat line, it's hard to do
right
with your knots. But this line, you can basically, if you wanted to, I mean, I don't use it, but you could almost do a blood knot, because it's round enough that you can actually tie the knot easier, faster, simpler, and stronger.
Yep. And do you use fluorocarbon leaders at times, too, or just nylon mono in your applications?
No, I use fluorocarbon also. When I'm fishing roosters, giant roosters, I fish fluoro.
Okay.
Yeah, the clarity of the water in Baja is such that the fluorocarbon is almost necessary if you're going to be fishing in shallow water.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, if you're going for, well, see, Charles and I catch probably, I would say, 25 roosters over 80 pounds every year. And we do use that. And also for the mullet snappers, they're very finicky too, and we'll use it for that. Okay. But the rest of it, like Sierra, even Marlin, Dorado, we don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just use straight mono.
Well, I know this is not in your field, Clay, but I think when we talk to John Procknow from Berkeley, they're coming out with a mullet plastic that we can use down there, but, you know, for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, it used to be $2. Now those baits are $3, and they're not always available.
Sure.
So, you know, if you've got some of those in your box, you know, as a backup, there, you know, you can still use a live bait, but you really need those to have as a backup.
Yeah, was he talking about that in our power bait lineup or the gulp lineup?
I think it was gulp.
Gulp, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the gulp baits are just, I mean, mm-hmm. they're fantastic. And, mm-hmm. and like you said, you end up catching multiple fish on a bait many times instead of, you know, spending all that money on live bait and losing the bait and so forth.
Or sometimes it's not available.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But
and that's one thing that needs to be explained to the people down here fishing. You go out there and they say, there's no bait. So?
Go home.
there's no way to catch. No, we use these. And I have gulp baits that I use in the estuaries. And I use them a lot for Sierra. Uh-huh. I said, we don't need live bait.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need dead bait.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left, Grizz. So, you know, let's kind of let's kind of go ahead
I'm
and tie it all up.
I'm just on their company because Berkeley is the best there is.
This is true.
Except for Eagle Claw, but Eagle Claw doesn't do anything against them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a Berkeley and Eagle Claw man, and I'm sorry to say that's where I am.
Yeah.
Don't be sorry.
But anyway, you know, as far as getting in touch with Clay, you don't have to because your stuff is everywhere. Now, the lines that you talked about, are they yet in the retail stores yet?
Like I said, the ProSpec braid, we are getting into distribution at this time. It should be getting in there over this fall and be stocked up for the winter time.
Good.
And you know, the ProSpec mono's already in the market, and we also have the fluorocarbon leaders in that same brand.
Right. Well, also, I tried some of that nanofill, and we don't have enough time to go into that right now, but that is also awesome stuff. It's kind of
it's a great finesse line, probably the longest casting, you know, finesse type of line you can buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, great stuff, and you guys really do the research and come up with the product. So we always appreciate having you come on and give us some more lessons, Clay. We appreciate that.
Well, and sorry I had to, I kind of chattered away there in the beginning.
You did
great. Gave me too broad of a question. too wide open.
Well, we'll have to have you back then. How's that?
All right.
All right. No, you did great. It's, you know, it's just things are not as simple as they used to be, but if you can just trust Berkeley and you're going to be okay. And we appreciate that. Grizz, thank you for joining us. This was such a fun show. We learned a lot. Amazingly, what we learned is that you better hurry up and get down there right now. This is the time to go. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. We appreciate you tuning in, and please go to Facebook and websites.